This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
song. We're going to come back. You know, the whole of the day I've been hearing songs of glory. I've been hearing songs of glory. I've been hearing songs of glory. So I perceive tonight, that's why I captioned it a night of glory. So while I was, and when I get impressions like that, I will go back to the word to get scriptures on the word I get. And I believe while I read the Bible this evening, the Holy Spirit led me to a scripture appropriate for tonight, for Nigeria, for the nations, and for our lives. When we read the scripture, you'll be happy. We'll pray with it. But before we read that scripture, let me show you another scripture. Let's read our core scripture first, Acts 16, 25, 26. Tonight we're going to also declare what I call the glory confession. It's something we confess in our church, but we'll share with us tonight. We're going to center on God's glory tonight. God's glory is His essence. And I believe this is the year of His glory, the year to manifest His glory. When the glory of God is upon a people or a man, they are different. And tonight, we will give God the glory. But let's read our core scripture. One to go.
And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed.
As we praise God tonight, these things will happen. They will manifest. God's glory will be revealed tonight. Say, Father, reveal your glory. Say, Jesus, manifest the glory of the Father in this place. Now go with me or help us to Isaiah 43 verse 7, New Living Translation. And you understand why we sang that song. You see why we give God the glory. New Living Translation. Are we there? Are we there? Let's read. One to go. Bring all who claim me as their God. Why? For I have made them what? For my glory. It was I who created them. Can we read them one more time? One to go. Bring all who claim. How many of you claim him as your God? That's why we came today. He said we should bring them. So we have come before him. Why did he make us? He made us for what? His glory. And I shared a scripture yesterday, Psalm 50 verse 23, that he that offered praise and sacrificial thanksgiving glorifieth me. So one of the ways that we give him that glory that he made us for is what we are doing now. When we sing and we delight ourselves in him and tell him that he's glorious, tell him that he's good, we fulfill the purpose for why he created us. So in other words, if you don't praise him, you are not fulfilling your purpose. Oh, Pastor Nat, I don't know my purpose in life. Just start praising God. Just fulfill one of those purposes. Just praise him. Worship him. Let your life be a praise to him. Hallelujah. He says, it was I who created them. Let's read it one more time. Bring all who claim me as their God, for I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you praise your creator for 30 seconds? Can you show him that he did not waste any time creating you? Hallelujah. Tell him. Show him by your praise, by the posture of your heart, by your obedience, that you did not waste time creating me. I will fulfill the very purpose for which I'm here, for which you made me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we're going to read our scripture for tonight. New Living Translation. Are you ready to read it? We'll read it now and save it. After we give God the glory with our praise, our dance, we'll come back to handle those scriptures. Amen. Say, tonight is a night of His glory. And I sense that at some point, perhaps the Holy Spirit may lead us to a place of deep worship. Because when we speak about glory, most times we end up in worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 62 from 1 to 12. Isaiah 62 from 1 to 12. I believe this is a prophetic word for Nigeria. So intercessors, prophets, apostles, the church of God in Nigeria, please, I believe that this is a prophetic word for this season and prayer for this season. While I was researching this scripture, I also visited the prophetic word by the man of God, Pa Elton. And let me read that. Let me read that before we read this scripture. This is the prophetic word that a man of God who lived in Nigeria, Pa Elton, who mentored a lot of our fathers, gave. Pa Elton was a towering apostolic and prophetic vessel. Among other prophecies, Pa Elton was that, among other prophecies of Pa Elton was that Nigeria and Nigerians will be known for what? Corruption worldwide. But the tide will turn. I think the time for the tide to turn is now. And when Daniel knew by the books when the time of captivity was up, he began to pray. So when you know that the time is up, you begin to intercede. Amen. The tide will turn and Nigeria and Nigerians will be known for righteousness, what? Worldwide. Many shall take hold of him that is a Nigerian, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. We are seeing that already. We are seeing that in little dimensions. Let's read that scripture together. Help us. Isaiah 62, New Living Translation. I don't know why you took it away from this thing. Just get easily distracted. Okay, I'm going to read from my own. Isaiah 62, 1 to 7. If you have your phones, let's read. I wanted everybody to read together. 62. Want to go. Because I love Zion. Now, in place of Zion, put Nigeria. When you find Zion, Nigeria. When you find Jerusalem, put Nigeria. Amen. Now, remember this scripture will pray for our nation and all, or your own nation, and then we'll pray for ourselves tonight. Let's read. Want to go. Because I love Nigeria, I will not keep still. Because my heart yearns for Nigeria, I cannot remain silent. I will not stop praying for her until her righteousness shines like the dawn and her salvation blazes like a burning torch. The nations will see your righteousness. World leaders will be blinded by your glory, and you will be given a new name by the Lord's own mouth. The Lord would hold you in his hand for all to see. A splendid crown in the hand of God. Never again will you be called the forsaken city or the desolate land. Your new name will be the city of God's delight and the bride of God. For the Lord delights in you, Nigeria, and will claim you as his bride. Your children will commit themselves to you, O Nigeria. Just as a young man commits himself to his bride.
Then God will rejoice over you as the bridegroom rejoices over his bride.
O Nigeria, I have posted watchmen on your walls. They will pray day and night continually. Take no rest, all you who pray to the Lord. Give the Lord no rest until he completes his work. Until he makes Nigeria the pride of the earth. The Lord has sworn
Nigeria by his own strength, I will never again hand you
over to your enemies. Never again will foreign warriors come and take away your grain and new wine. You raise the grain, and you will eat it, praising the Lord. Within the courtyards of the temple, you yourselves will drink the wine you have pressed. In other words, we will enjoy our oil. We will enjoy the oil we are drinking. Are you still Nigeria here? Go out through the gate. Prepare the highway for my people to return. Smooth out the road. Pull out the boulders. Raise a flag for all the nations to see. The Lord has sent his message to every land. Tell the people of Nigeria, look, your Savior is coming. See, he brings his reward with him as he comes. They will be called the holy people, and the people redeemed by the Lord. And Nigeria will be known as a desirable place, and the city no longer forsaken. People will not want to jack up from her again. Are you ready to praise God? I thought you rejoiced for that word. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give that wisdom on our exchange. King of the age, nations of death. We give you.
We give you glory. We give you praise.
So while I was studying these scriptures, these words started coming to me. So this is a fresh, brand new song. So it is, we give you glory, we give you praise, riches and wisdom, honor and strength. King of the ages, ancient of days, we give you glory, we give you praise. We give you. enter into a new realm of glory, into new dimensions of glory in our lives, in our families, in the body of Christ, in our nation. Are you ready? When I sing this song, you better follow me. On your mind, let us go. Somebody is leaving one level to another. I hear promotion. Promotion is happening. You are going from glory to glory. From glory to glory. From glory, hey, to glory. Rise and shine. ministry, rise and shine. In the name of Jesus, say, I am a guest. Open your mouth and begin to prophesy that new level. This is prophetic praise. Prophetic praise. Open your mouth wide and let God fill it up. You have stayed on this mountain for too long. Come up higher. Tonight is a night of lifting. It's a night of glory. Rise from the ashes. Rise from depression. I come against depression. In the name of Jesus. Depression, go. Disappointment, go. Frustration, go. No more delay. 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 Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. To rise and shine. Rise and shine. This is your time. Nigeria, this is your time. Are you ready? Body of Christ, are you ready? People of God, are you ready? Children, are you ready? Men, are you ready? Women, are you ready? Let the trumpet be a signal to cause you to rise. Glory, rise! Lift up your hands, holy gates. see new glory on you. So we'll do something. When I say glory, when I say one time, you do it one time. When I say two time, you do it two time. Already? Glory, one time.
Glory,
one time.
Glory,
one time.
Glory,
two time.
Glory, glory.
Exalted, holy, eternal. amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. My God,
amen,
amen. Sing amen, amen. Let it be done. It's the utterance of heaven. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, to your glory, adose que baila. Everybody lift up your voice and sing in the spirit. To bow, to hallow, Abi, to worship. We know you are here, King of Glory. Iba, oh, Iba. While that sound plays, put the scripture. Let's declare those. Everybody standing. I know our time is fast spent, but you see, if we hadn't pushed like that in worship, we wouldn't arrive at this place. May the Lord give us days where we'll just tarry and forget about time. Oh, Yakala, sir. Can you pray in tongues? There's an atmosphere. There's a climate of glory here. There's a climate of glory. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. I see things happening around the world. Iba. Iba. Oh. Ela Makuria. Isaiah 62. Yala bakante le medo yako. Yoko la basale mena kuri. Verse 2, go. Lift up your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. The nations will see our righteousness. Say, let the righteousness of our nation break forth. Let my righteousness break forth. So you are praying for your nation and praying for yourself. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Let's pray. Say, Father, let our righteousness go forth as the brightness. Salvation as the lamb that burned it. Let salvation break out in our nation. Say, Father, let me experience your salvation, your deliverance, your welfare, your aid, your help. That's what that word means, salvation. He says the Lord will hold you in his hand for all to see. Say, Father, carry me this year, 2023. Carry me. Say, carry our nation. We are tired of crawling. Carry us by your mighty right hand. Carry us. We are praying. We are prophesying. Say, carry me. Carry us by your mighty right hand. Carry us. Say, Father, crown me with glory. Say, crown me with glory. Crown us with glory. Open your mouth and pray. Can you clap your hands, stamp your feet and pray? Let's raise the intensity. Say, crown this nation with glory. Crown me with glory. Crown my children with glory. Crown my wife with glory. Crown me with glory. Crown Nigeria with glory. Crown the nations of the earth with glory. Say, never again will I be called a forsaken city. Never again would we be called a desolate land. Say, I declare that I am the delight of God. Nigeria is the delight of God. Nathaniel Bassey is the delight of God. I am the light, the delight of God. Declare, I am the bride of God. Say, the Lord delights in me. The Lord delights in us. The Lord delights in us. In Jesus' mighty name. Can you see verse 5? Verse 5 says, your children will commit themselves to you. Does that sound like that Jaguar syndrome where people say, I beg, I'm leaving. Everyone is leaving. God says when the glory comes, they will want to commit themselves. Doctors will want to stay. Lawyers will want to stay. Engineers will want to stay. No longer will they want to forsake us. Say, Father, our children will commit to us because our glory has come. Open your mouth and prophesy over Nigeria and over your life as well. No longer would this nation be called forsaken or desolate. My land will be called Hephzibah. No longer will you be forsaken. Young lady, no longer will you have a broken engagement. No more broken relationship. No more would you be abandoned. Young man, I had a name, Matthew. Matthew, it's your time to shine. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I hear a Matthew. Matthew, God's glory hits you now. Shekinah is coming upon you. Whoever you are, Matthew. Say, Father, make Nigeria the pride of the earth. Make our nation the pride of the earth. Open your mouth and pray. Say, never again would we be given to our enemies. No foreign warriors will take our grain and wine. Our oil will benefit us. Our mineral resources will benefit us. Our grains will satisfy us. We shall be called a holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. No longer would we be forsaken. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give me my PVC. Let's prophesy. Let's pray. Today I was on my way to church for workers' meeting, but I had to turn back because the road was blocked and we hear thugs and area boys were attacking people who were going out to campaign. May God trouble the troublers of Nigeria. It is a righteous thing to God to what? Recompense tribulation to them that trouble us. May God trouble our troublers. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray for peace. I heard the word Jerusalem today. Jerusalem means, I heard the word Jerusalem. I kept hearing Jerusalem. I kept seeing Jerusalem. I looked at the scripture and it says the possession of peace. Can we speak? Today's prayer for Nigeria is peace. I had a vision and I shared with the church a few days ago about Lagos. I saw, and a few people have seen that, I saw like very ugly looking people armed, unleashed on the road. So when I saw that, I told my wife, I said, that's what we saw in the dream. But we're going to speak peace to this land, to Lagos, to Nigeria, to Akwa Ibom, my state of origin, and put your state of origin. Today is for peace. It's for peace. Say, Father, we use this voter's card as a point of contact. Say, this election, we shall enjoy peace. Nigeria will enjoy peace. Trouble our troublers and give us peace. Open your mouth and pray. Father, we pray for the peace of Lagos, the peace of Nigeria, the peace of Abuja, the peace of Akwa Ibom State, the peace of Africa. This election, we shall enjoy peace. No thuggery, no killing, no maiming, no fighting. Let there be peace. Let the elections be free and fair. Let there be peace. Let your will be done in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Time is fast spent. Sorry we exceeded because we had to linger in worship. You see, something happens when you stay longer in worship. When you stay, you see, it's a principle. The best part of anything is beneath. The bottom part of the soup, the treasures are in the bottom of the earth. When you drill for water, the purest is way down. When you drill for a borehole, it's the same in worship. When we wait upon the Lord like that in worship, at the end we hear his voice. You know, this Iba chant we are chanting now, I was just worshiping. While we were here, I just heard it in my spirit, Iba. Amen. Learn to stay in God's presence. You hear God's voice a lot. I hear things when I stay in God's presence. I heard Jerusalem to declare. I saw the signs. And I searched the word and I saw it meant peace. That's why we prayed for peace. May there be peace in your home. Every troubled home receive peace. Nigeria receive peace. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I speak your blessing over that couple that has blessed us. You see, we're enjoying power now. It's not, you know, acting drama like the other days. Because a couple decided to sow a seed. Father, this couple will enjoy your peace. Make them a spectacle of your glory. Make them an example of shining in the kingdom of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you are not born again, if Jesus is not the Lord of your life, this is a very critical time. All you need to do is confess with your mouth and believe that Jesus came and that he died, that he rose again. If you believe that and confess it, the Bible gives us an assurance that you will be saved. So let's just say this prayer together. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I acknowledge I'm a sinner. Save me. Forgive me. Wash me with your blood. Come into my heart. Take your place. Be my Savior. More importantly, be my Lord. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I declare I am saved in Jesus' name. Father, we declare our new brothers and sisters, boys and girls, saved to the uttermost. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Congratulations, you are born again. Please look at the screen. You will find, go to our website, www.hallelujahchallengelife.com. Hallelujahchallengelife.com. Click on new converts and you'll find the form. Please fill it. We want to help you after the challenge to find your footing in Christ. Amen. Also, you want to partner with us, go to the website. You'll find a page that says partnership. It's got all the details to bless the team and to help with logistics and everything that we do here. God bless you. Amen. Tonight was a special night. Amen. We can't take the glory confession. We're just going to blow an end. We will take it tomorrow. Please remind me tomorrow. Our time is fast spent. Amen. Father, we close out with the trumpet sound. We declare promotions today. Let there be a harvest of promotions. May your people be lifted. They are lifted to new levels. In Jesus' name.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.